Should be good.
Sick.
I'll walk down there real quick.
I guess I'm in my throat.
Huh? I'll walk down there real quick if
listen,
I need to.
Look, we're fucking,
we need an on-air sign.
Yeah, because
right
we're fucking live.
The steps.
Right at the beginning of the steps. Just
yeah.
Like, on air.
Listen, we're live right now, and I'm texting the wife. And I'm telling her to fucking
shut
calm
the
down.
Fuck up.
Shut just your do the yap. Dumb.
Stupid dumb. Shut the
all right, here
fuck
we go.
Up.
Listen.
I will kill you.
We live. Listen here. I'm from Mississippi and we live.
There you go. Sending out the fucking threats.
Right.
Who's cracking fucking cans now?
Cracking cans?
Jesus.
Jake's
Christ.
Just gonna be way too hungover for his own birthday.
What if it's one of your biddies?
One of my biddies, dude?
Yeah.
Better come up here and set on all three dicks.
Same time.
For the boys. Do it for
not
the boys.
That much of a stretch.
We could all collectively probably put all three of our penises in a vagina.
And it'd be the same size as Kurt.
Correct.
Fuck.
Around?
Around.
Around.
Wow, that's impressive. Have you seen
girth of Titus.
Flaccid.
Yeah, flaccid.
We'd be in the same toilet.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a hang down. We'll say.
It's tall, lanky kids usually do. He's not really that lanky anymore, though.
Nah, he's filled out. I know a couple of tall, lanky kids that I've heard stories about that are they're pipe cleaners.
Fuck.
They're long.
I'm a
buddy. A stiff breeze is going to break that stiff thing in half.
Shit.
Imagine being the size of like less a quarter or less.
Quarter less of what? What'd you say?
A quarter or less.
Oh.
Like girth-wise. Oh. Around. Like you put a quarter up, a quarter's like that big.
Oh.
Like your knuckles should never, like you should never have your thumb touching your other knuckle. That shouldn't be a thing.
Yeah.
Big baller energy there.
How tight you grabbing?
I don't know, pretty tight.
Just squeezing
Put your hand around it like you normally would. I'm about there.
I would have to have my dick on hand.
I mean, they're still.
I'm talking about my thumb should not touch this
touch
knuckle.
That top knuckle.
Oh,
yeah. Top knuckle.
I mean, look at that.
Top knucks.
I see you. I see what you're saying.
Imagine having that little telescope going through compared to the, I can see you. I can only see an eyeball.
It's all about how you use it, man.
Yeah, I mean, if you could still find that spot and like poke it like a spearfish and you're good to go.
Just Spartan.
You lay down.
Spartan spears.
And push your body up. You know, so their head is actually at your chest. It'll pull your dick down like this and you will stretch out completely. Like this. So here's the vagina and you're in, but then you get this angle and you kind of pick yourself up and then you do one of those.
So what position is she like?
Laying down on
just
her back.
On her back. Yeah, it's like a pile driver, isn't it? Kind of.
Yeah, then you go in and then you start to lift your ass and everything up and you slide forward. So that it's like that, you know, like you could kind of do one of those,
but against the top of it.
No, you're on the bottom side.
You'd be on the bottom side.
Doesn't matter which side you're on. You can do it either way.
No, there's a certain side you should be on because there's a certain spot where that G's at, buddy.
Yeah, but I'm just saying in general, stretching out.
You go from the back, and you come in and up, and then use your left hand to DJ diddle. So you get the G, you get the C, and you get that deep, deep P penetration.
Oh, I thought maybe put prostate.
Women do not have prostates. That's an actual scientific thing.
I'm not asking about if they did have them. I'm saying that's where they would come in for the deep P.
Can you come on a prostate? Or is it through the wall that you feel it? The prostate, like
I'm
in
sure
your colon?
No, fuck no. Otherwise, you'd probably shit it out.
But he just sort of breaches the wall, like kind of like a humpback whale getting in.
Yeah, I would assume
that's not a whale. That's a horse.
Damn, that was a fucking horse.
I would assume there's membrane, you know, tissue in between your colon. Because your colon has to be completely sealed because of the bacteria.
Would you say airtight?
I would say that's debatable on the person.
Oh no.
Because I've seen some pretty heavy gapage where that thing is never going airtight again.
I think that if like, cause I've had this conversation before with somebody and I'm pretty sure that for instance, like anal porn stars that can take like fucking two fists in a fucking bowling ball at the same time. If they left it alone for a while, it would shrink back to normal.
Yeah, they'd like do Kegels and shit and like
do some squats.
Because it's like, for instance, you ever had a shit so big that you just let farts leak out later? Like, it's just one of those shits where it's like, it's a big boy and you push that fucker out. And then, like, you just feel more open.
No, but I do have a theory on why, you know, girls always say, like, big shits hurt. And ours are like, it hurts, but it feels so good at the same time.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I believe that's because that turd is just rubbing the shit out of your prostate through the wall.
Ooh.
As it slides out.
Because I was wondering about that, too, because if you think about it, anything released from your body feels good. When you piss.
I think we probably already had this conversation, yeah, to be honest.
We definitely have, but, like, the shit shouldn't hit the pee spot.
If there's enough pressure, if your colon is tight enough, and it's
because the pee spot's like in and down,
or up? it would be like,
and you got a clot or something. I don't remember.
Yeah, yeah. Because if you're on all fours, you'd have to claw up, right?
If you no,
is it down?
Down.
Is it
and
down?
Please don't say on all fours and clawing. That's fucking
clawing on all fours.
Sounds like a ripped rectum.
Oh.
I mean, you got to claw that carpet to get your grip if someone's railing you from behind. Otherwise, you're gonna slide and get that rug burn, bro. Yeah, come on, you gotta get in the you were science knee pads of like
Dalton.
Yeah, you knee pads like Dalton.
Gotta wear the, yeah, dude.
Hey, Izzy, yes,
you better fuck on my pronies. I'm not using them right now.
I don't want to double up on knee pads. We're going fucking ham,
dude. I'm telling you right now, you put those on, you're ready for the entire.
Those
night.
Are those long bat. Those fuckers shin are pads nuts, and everything. Dude.
Yeah. Have you tried those on yet, Ben?
They're fantastic.
They are the if you work on your knees, and this is for everyone out there, get pronies. We're not sponsored by them in the least bit.
No,
$250. But I can worth promise it. You right now. You could work on your knees your entire life and not feel a fucking thing as long as you use them properly. Unlike me, who I still sit on my ankles and ruin my Achilles tendons.
Fuck that Achilles tendon, dog.
Like when I did Luke's floor, I didn't have knee pads. Dalton showed up with some from Home Depot because he's, you know, a G. Forgets Gatorade, but brings knee pads.
Sure thing.
Yeah, a little rebuttal. There we go.
But
fucking acknowledged for once.
So I was using them. I'm like, I didn't like the way they felt in my knees. So I'd use them, but I wouldn't sit or kneel correctly. Mm-hmm. And I'd kneel with my, like, feet crossed in the back, and I'd sit back on my ankle area. There was a good week where I couldn't walk right because my Achilles tendon was so fucked.
Damn.
And that's how I kneel, though, is like, because otherwise you put more pressure on your knees. Mm-hmm. Even with the pronies, if you use them correctly, you won't feel that, but I just don't want to switch my body because I'm an old dog, no new tricks.
I'm an old dog.
Heard that, brother.
Old dog, raw dog, you know? That's what they called me back in high school and elementary.
Just one raw old dog. Just
banging in the coat closet. That's what I did.
Banging in the cold closet.
Yep.
Banging in
and
the cold
closet. And by that, I mean, I would hold hands for 5 seconds, and I'm like, this is having sex.
We're fucking right now. Hey, Susan, we're fucking.
I want to go back to those days.
Susan, one of your biddies? Right?
Yeah, dude.
Susan, Doris, and Bethany.
What a trio of names.
Golden girls, right?
Yes.
That's probably not any of their names.
Nope. It is now.
You should know. You're the one who's in love with Betty White.
There's only one name I need to know. That's Betty motherfucking White. Every other old person don't what matter.
I didn't know the names. Don't know. Like, where's Durden? Doesn't Durden love the Golden Girls?
He loves, I think, Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls, that's right.
Yeah.
That's a bit different.
Bit different.
Yeah, one's Gilmore, one's Golden. They're both G's.
Both G's. The GGs, double G's.
Double G's. G spot?
Regardless, we're fucking. I fucking don't know.
You I'm going to sip on some breast. That could be.
Yeah. Hope you have a lot of pre-cum.
Joke's on you. That's all I have. My body's full of it. I bleed it.
Dude, that'd be impressive.
Don't touch me if I'm bleeding. Would because you will
sweat,
get pregnant.
Sweat pre-cum?
The little swimmers come shooting out and they go,
They make that noise as they come out.
Every hear that random squeal while I'm out playing spike ball, it's because my cummies are coming out of my arms.
Oh, yes. I'm going to listen for those squeaks next
if
time.
If I got play. Sweaty palms, I'm telling you right now, they're also salty.
Oh.
Still hungry, Ben?
Yeah, I'm pretty fucking hungry.
Yeah.
I had a Taco Bell AM Crunchwrap steak with extra creamy jalapeno.
Ooh, dude.
Game Always changer. And then I had a Red Bull. And on the way home, I had pre-workout.
Oh, God.
because I get tired. Dude, why is that? It's like an hour drive.
Really? Yeah, that's a shit drive.
That's like 45 minutes. And then you end up with traffic. Yeah. And you're fucking just getting dicked down.
Just you get traffic.
And then I just... Yeah, I've should not be driving. Say that.
Yep, I've had those days. That's why the nose hairs disappear. Just rip one of those suckers out. You got 5 minutes of pure energy.
I
can't because my eyes water up too hard, and then I can't see. Dude, I'm blind.
Today it was so cold out. My mustache was just a giant iceberg.
Ooh, it was fucking cold as shit out today.
Yeah, and we were right off the lake. Like right next to Lake Minnetonka.
Oh, so it is in
the groundsies.
Yeah, we're just getting that lake effect.
Lake effect.
Effect.
The effect.
Listen, English, fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Speaking of English fucking itself, the bread conversation we had last night.
Bread.
Dude, he asked me the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Was I around for this one?
Nope. It's right after you left. All right. And he goes, bro.
Focaccia bread.
Yeah. Focaccia bread. Pita. No, it was pita.
It was pita.
Pita.
Yeah. It was pita, but he kept saying pita. And I go, do you mean like piata?
I was like, no, pita.
And I was like, what the fuck are you saying? And then you said, French, just like French bread.
He goes, spell it for me. I'm like, P-I-T-A, pita.
I go, no, you fuck. It's pita. Pita.
And I start laughing.
Pita bread.
I'm like, focaccia bread.
He just knew that would piss me off, too.
Oh, yeah, dude. He knows the nerves to strike.
And I'm just like, what the fuck? He's like, yeah, so like, if you're going to make a meatball sub, which one would you use?
Focaccia bread, French
probably,
bread, or
probably
pita?
French, dude. If you want like a sub style sandwich,
sure, French, dude.
So then, of course, like, you sure you don't want focaccia bread? Like, that's a good one,
and that is a great bread. Just don't know. I'm assuming meatballs on it would be good, but I don't know if you could consider it the same.
I was just on one last night. I'm not gonna
lie. Were you?
Oh yeah, I was ready to.
I couldn't tell.
Let that keep rolling you? Over and over.
That's why I just got quiet and I was just watching YouTube. Just shut down. I don't know what the fuck to say to you. And then I was like, and then it turned 9 o'clock and I went, well, man, I should probably get off. I gotta work tomorrow.
I mean, we didn't say anything to each other for like a good 15, 20 minutes.
Damn.
I was just watching like people doing drum covers and shit.
Sick, dude.
And I was just traveling through space.
Sick.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I was late night dinner. Yeah,
with your wife.
I was making some instant pot spaghetti, and then we watched a little 90 Day Fiance while we're eating dinner.
Okay, dude, you know a bunch of those bitches got OnlyFans now. Saw a forum on Reddit,
what?
People were just roasting those chicks.
What?
Yeah, that chick that, what's her fucking name? The chick that was with Colt. Colty.
God, what the fuck was her name? I know exactly what you're talking about, though. Colty.
Yeah, she got another dude, and that dude paid for her titties and her nose and all that other shit.
Oh, my God.
So then, you know, because Brie makes me watch it. And
yeah, that's it.
Well, I shouldn't say makes me, but she's usually watching it. And
I got sucked into it, man. The drama is fucking insane.
Now you know why I get the trash TV. Because that is trash TV.
It is.
Can we get the producer in here?
Listen, I fucking texted these people. I'd start yelling, but I'm gonna blow the audio out when it's been edited.
Want me to take care of this real quick?
Hey, dude.
I'll be right back. You guys just vent for a
second. Can't even tell a story in my own fucking house. God damn it!
Excuse me? At this hour? Hello?
We're fucking live in here?
We're live here? Hello?
Who said to do it at my house?
Dude, I'm buying an on-air fucking dude, LED light or something.
We've talked about it enough. We're buying one.
Love you guys.
Who's here?
Doesn't.
Oh, gross.
We're whispering. They're not going to listen to this.
Oh, shit.
It's fucking lady really quiet. Sorry, Jake.
Jesus.
Jake has a lady over or yeah, Rachel Jake has a lady over?
Either way, I'm excited.
Well, I know Jake does, but if Rachel does, I'm going to be real surprised.
I just I'll I get feel to the so bottom back of it. And I walked up and like, excuse me? She just looks at me. I'm like, oh.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so. Like, when he goes downstairs, I'm like, oh, just keep it to a dull roar. I'm just giving you guys shit.
Sorry, Jack, dude.
Sorry, buddy.
It ruined everything.
Totally cock-blocked him.
But if you listen to this, tell your girl, hello. Thanks for tuning in.
We're horrible. Dude,
don't forget to smash that like button after you're done smashing that ass.
I guess.
Oh, fuck. That's so funny.
Oh, dude.
What? What were the fuck we were talking about? Oh, when you brought up OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Well, so all kind of that convo we were just having. But I think, I don't know if it's the same dude that pops on TikTok, the plastic surgeon dude. It might be the same guy you've told me about.
Mm-hmm.
He's
kind of frotchy, but he's like short hair.
I think
got a couple of freckles or something.
Possibly. I'd have to look back.
Look like liver spots if you ask
Ooh,
me.
Oh, shit. But anywho, he was doing doing some plastic work on this lady, and her title, he said my client is a professional OnlyFans model. I was like, okay. So this is a job title now.
Well, I mean,
is this fucking world? It is, though. Everyone's doing it.
But that mixed in
I just hate that's a fucking title.
There's actually people that just only put their modeling pictures on there.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be nude.
Yeah, no, it doesn't have to be. People just eat food
but
on
it's
there.
Just, we live in a weird... Dude, weird time.
Are you saying you're not for sex work?
I'm all about the sex work. It's just
you know what you're saying. It's not an actual job.
Don't I'm not saying it's not an actual job. It's just wild to me that it's like it's a job title now. I fucking am in the wrong position of work. I need to fucking figure it out. I'm sick of breaking my back, feeling like I'm 87.
Well, quit being a prude.
When I could just throw up some cheek pics
and
or something.
Get the camera. I'll let you borrow it. I'll hook it up for you. My only thing is I get to edit it.
Deal, dude.
And bend that ass over and get milked on camera. Right, you'll make money.
I'm just jealous. I'll be your audio guy. I'll just disassemble this and I'll just hang it over wherever you are. I'll be the boom mic guy.
Just hit me in the mouth.
Smack him in the face with it.
Boom.
You like that? You like that? And it's just.
Ben, you said you weren't going to get involved. I'm not the boom mic.
Dude, it slipped. My bad. It's fucking wet.
Don't get any lube on the fucking mics.
Just jealous, man. These people are out here making moves.
You can make moves. You just got to make the move. Who's going to stop you?
Depression.
Not like your boss is going to fire you for finding your nudes
online.
What
if I fired myself? That'd be depressing.
That would be
schizophrenia. Just talking to myself. Yeah, I got fired from my old job. What would you do? I work for myself?
You should do that to Rachel. You should be like, come home, just be straight face, just at the tables.
What's going on, babe?
I got fired today. I got
fucking fired today. The boss called and he said, I'm a piece of shit and I don't get to work with him
anymore.
He
saw my dick on the internet. Not cool.
He followed my nudes
Not
and he just...
cool.
It's against company policy.
How long do you think she'd stand there confused?
A couple minutes for sure, I think.
Like, don't you work for yourself?
She's got to figure out half the time.
And myself is pissed off that I put my butthole on the internet.
Wait, you put your butthole on the internet?
She don't even show me your butthole.
What do you fucking mean?
It's on the internet and I've never seen it?
When are you going to let her shave your ass?
Did you say when are you gonna or
when are you gonna let
when?
Her?
Oh. I don't
I was thinking that the first step to that question would be would you ever let her shave your ass?
No, we're past that.
Oh, okay. My bad. I apologize. I fucking came half.
Question is, do I rather want to get shaved or wax my shit? Should I just go full hardcore?
I'm telling you right
now. Dude, just wax my
shit. If you're waxing it, we're recording it.
Yeah.
Dude, that would hurt.
I'm gonna blur out, but we're gonna get your reactions. Just your face the entire time.
Because thinking about it now, that would hurt so fucking bad.
Well, you have to do it with duct tape.
Oh,
I don't think it'd work.
God.
Probably not.
You'd have to keep your ass out in the sun though. Where it bakes in the goo in there.
That'd we get a little heat gun. The Wagner heat gun.
Dalton.
Oh,
that'd be so gooey and hurt so bad.
So bad.
Dalton.
Dude.
Dalton. How much do you care about this audience?
I care about the audience.
But he also cares about his asshole way more.
I don't think he does. Scabs
in my
ass.
Take better care of it by trimming it up.
Well,
touche.
Yeah, I mean, touche. What?
Like hot glue, duct tape in my ass and ripping that. I might fucking
he's pulling
skin out.
It's bleeding.
Let's just get a bunch of wax and pretty much make his butthole a candle. We'll get a little wick involved. We'll light it and it'll smell great. And then what we'll do is rip all that off.
Mm-hmm. I'm following.
You'll have the boom mic ready. I'll have the
of
camera
course.
going.
Of course.
And Rachel will have the gloves on because, you know, sanitary. And all right,
that's a big pussy ass move on her part, straight up. I'll call her out.
I think she'd raw hand it, man. Well,
I mean, she's got, you know, she's got to make sure everyone knows how sanitary she is. It's like a tattoo place. You got to make sure you show them how sanitary
you are. We got to make sure it's warm in here so his nutsack is extra saggy so that his balls aren't in the way.
But you have you need extra cold so your balls are
tightened into my body. That might be the move.
Because I don't think, with how uncomfortable he'll be, that his balls will ever be relaxed during that position.
That's a good point.
Balls are kind of like just...
React. It cold enough, he could just pop them into his abdomen.
Yes.
Yeah. Or we just get some tape and tape them up in there.
Yeah, we could just tape myself. Yeah, we could just tape. It would be really funny, like, getting all the hair out of my crack and ass cheeks because my legs are really hairy all around. Like, I'm a hairy guy. So if it was just a picture, it would just be hairy legs and then just like clean, white shaven ass.
So, funny thing about that, the longest time I could grow, I've always had hair in my shin area, like no other. I've always been, since I was a kid, I had the same amount of hair. And my dad always called me a hobbit. And my hair slowly started traveling up. But until like, even now, I really don't grow hair at the edge of a bikini line area.
Sure.
Like it's just pure skin. So I have hair and hair.
That's funny.
I have like a couple here and there now, but like for the longest time, I had no hair. I had like, it looked like I wore
that
like,
built-in bikini, son.
But that's the thing, dude. Is like the middle area where my pubes are was hairy. So it's like I wore just straps.
Your pubis?
Oh, that's
straps to cover my butt because that barely gets hair except for the crack.
So you were wearing a jock strap?
No, because that would block this area. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, it would.
It's like a reverse, it's like a crotchless jockstrap. It only covers my ass.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like you take a bikini and you cut out the front so your dick can hang out, but you still strapped on the side and the back.
New style. Man, that is a picture.
Like, it does the exact opposite of what it should do, because as I pull my pants down, everything else is covered, but my dick's just hanging out. And the world's like, nah, cover your dick, let everything else hang out. You guys heard of topless parties, and then you heard of bottomless parties. Now it's crotchless parties.
Crotchless parties, 2021. Here we come, baby.
Where am I junk again? See what happens.
Was it yesterday?
Yesterday was Wednesday, the 21st of January, 2021.
Wait a minute. No,
it wasn't. It was Thursday. Today's Friday.
You got me fucked up. You got me guessing shit.
Like, so anyways, I think it was Wednesday that I went and visited my mom.
It's too much
fun. Yeah, because yesterday was the 21st. Okay.
So yeah, I told you, 21st.
I went and visited my mom.
God damn it.
You know, because she's leaving for Africa and everything.
Yep.
And I'm talking to my grandma and my grandpa. They're in their 80s. I might have fucked that up. One's early 80s, one's mid to late 70s. I don't know. Math. And dude, it got pretty weird in there for a minute. But before that happened, so like I'm usually never myself around them.
Run to your grandparents?
Yeah, because I mean, you know. So I don't remember what we were talking about. Because my mom used to have ulcers on her leg, because like she'd swell up so bad.
Oh yeah.
And we were joking around or whatever, and I was like, listen, because do you guys know how they, like, when they skin graft, you know how that process works?
Yeah, they cut skin from one area and put it in another. It happened to my buddy with his
this is similar but a lot different.
He has his butt cheek in his lip.
Doesn't sometimes, can't you like sew, like say it was your arm, like they'll sew it into
so
your,
you can do that, like otherwise right. So for her, because it was such a sensitive space, and the ulcers had got so bad, they use skin with a lot of stem cells in that, when that basically turns out to be newborn circumcision skin.
God damn.
So I made the joke because they were talking about it.
I was waiting for that part. Oh no.
So we were having a conversation and that was brought up, and I went, you realize you took some poor kid's foreskin and you're wearing it like a fucking sock. And at that moment, my grandma's face turned to complete and utter disgust, and I had to one up myself for no reason.
Welcome to my life.
Oh man.
Mary's ripping off.
And so she was pretty grossed out, and I went, I should gross her out some more.
Absolutely.
Because my grandma would love this.
Nothing better than that damn gam.
Because she's like, she doesn't surf the internet. Like, she's been like house locked, I feel like. Like, she, like, they don't go anywhere, and they've been in the same house for the last like fucking 60 years. And I go, Grandma, you know that there is a large group of men online who are heavily upset, and they go and basically rally in the streets about they want their foreskin back. And so I went into that whole thing, right? And I was like, no. She's like, well, what are they so mad about? You know? And then
what are they so mad about?
I was like, well, they didn't give their consent to have their penises mutilated. You know? Oh, so it's cool because, you know, all the girls need consent, but as soon as a dude wants to keep his foreskin, nobody gives a fuck and they just take it.
Imagine this, cutting off your titties at birth.
Yeah.
You don't have titties.
Or cutting off the hood of your clitoris.
Well, I mean, I guess they do that over in some tribes in Africa. They cut off the clit because women are not allowed to have pleasure. Mm. It's a really bad thing.
Well, here's where I took it to the next level.
Oh my God. Damn. Super Saiyan 3.
I said, after all her shit, I go, I mean, it's basically like a turtleneck for your penis. And if you want to get really crazy, I like to think of it as an anteater.
Yes.
She fucking did one of these. And you know that image was just locked in her brain. And she just went, yeah, I can't stop thinking about that now.
She prayed for you that night.
Thanks. Yeah, dude, she was pretty disgusted. She didn't talk for like 5-10 minutes. It was awesome.
Baffled.
Or maybe she was more intrigued and was deep in thought.
Think, yeah, maybe, dude. Maybe
she Googled
maybe
it.
Maybe Jam Gam had some wild times back in her day.
We'll never know.
We could. We could put it on the podcast.
Oh my God. What a fucking episode that would be. Oh man.
No, but we could put your mom on the podcast.
I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, because you're willing to do that.
I am more than willing to. I mean, I called her to ask her what position I was conceived in. I don't give a
fuck.
True, you did do that.
I'm a very open person. My family knows by now. Not
dude, half
trust
the
me.
Internet probably thinks you're incestuous.
Half the internet probably thinks I'm literally insane, and the other half knows I am.
There is that.
There and is also, that. Using big words is rude.
Yeah, it is.
You don't like incestuous?
What a fucking no, I'm flex. More
oh, a Wincestuous?
Winchester.
Oh, love that rifle.
Worcestershire sauce.
The greatest brother duo known to man.
Winchester brothers?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I was thinking
Sam
like
Sam and Dean?
Oh, fucking damn it.
God damn it. Don't watch that garbage.
You don't watch Twilight fanfic?
Why did that take me a while to figure out you're talking about Supernatural?
He was.
Yeah. It just took me a while for me to get there. Typical me, brain delays.
No, I had no idea that those two dudes' last name was Winchester.
Yeah, Sam and Dean Winchester, it's dude. Fucking they're iconic.
Heartthrobs.
They're like K-pop, but a little less popular.
K-pop. And by a little bit, you mean a lot of it?
So speaking of K-pop,
oh, perfect.
I was telling Dalton this today. On Twitter, there was a trend going of impeach Biden now. K-pop fans are pretty intense. And when they feel like doing something, they're pretty much like Kotaku and 4chan and stuff like that, where they can take over the internet.
Okay.
They took over that fucking feed, that entire thing. And it just hashtag impeach Biden now, and then a question mark, and goes, hey, check this out. And it's an entire feed. You scroll for hours, and all it is K-pop gifs, pictures, and videos. And there's really one that is like the most popular goes, K-pop is not just a fad. It is a life. And when we don't like something, we will take over.
Oh, that's damn. So they savage.
Like, they just take over anything hashtag that they don't like trending, and they'll just throw K-pop at it. And it's just a feed of it over
that's
and over.
That's fucking impressive.
Yeah, so I clicked on some of the videos, like, okay, let's see what's this whole K-pop thing about, because I've heard about it, never listened to it. It is absolute trash.
Oh, yeah.
It is literal trash. Like, I thought, like, back in the day, looking not at it, like, Backstreet Boys and NSYNC was a little much. With like their dance moves and like
love those
you know
guys.
For how young we were, it's like, okay, this is a little weird. That like a K-pop, and I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at. The choreography looks like I did it. I mean, the singing, they're not even singing during those shows. They're just doing the choreography where they're not in line at all. Like, it's like, what's the thing here? You tweens out there
he getting all fucked Googled. Us because now all the K-poppers are going to.
Oh, they're going to fucking do.
They're going to hide our shit.
Oh, or no.
They're going to bury it in the land of K-pop. What I did
is they're going to get K-pops. Competent Idiots Podcast trending with K-pop underneath. So we have free advertising because there's no such bad thing as advertising.
Dude, that might be the move.
It might be if they didn't take over already, because dude, we were at an estimated like IQ 23. What was our estimate audience? Like 23.
Well, now it's kind of pretty small.
Dude, now it's dude, it's 19 now, dude. They're YouTube, taking over
because YouTube isn't counted into that.
Dude, they're taking over.
True.
And YouTube's got quite a bit. And then
sick.
I mean, the past couple episodes that we put up on there have been hitting pretty hard compared to usual, yeah,
dude.
Like I've like we said, like our web is spread out all over the fucking globe.
Yeah, we're fucking spread. But it's
very small amounts all over the fucking globe. And then on top of that, I mean, most of the stuff that we talk about, I mean, we also just talk about with the people that, you know, don't. They, it's like when you have your snap stories. I already know what your snap story is going to be about because we already talked about it. Why would I listen to it?
Fair,
you know,
true.
And that happens with our podcast quite a bit too. I've heard.
Bitches.
What the fuck, dude? Listen here, you fucking sons of bitches.
Talk about on the podcast is what we talk about in regular life, 24/7, 365. None of this is acted up. This is what we are.
No,
I mean, if you want to get down to it, though, most podcasts are what most people talk about every day.
But a lot of people get into character, like they'll up things and stuff like that.
Oh, do we need to do more of motion?
Yeah, more fucking, like, more like really dance moves or something.
Dalton's really milking
fucking animation,
and Dalton's got the fucking udders.
Yeah, dude.
I should just be always trying to get comfortable.
I mean, that's literally what you do anyways.
I do.
What's the most recent one where you and Ben literally get comfortable at the exact same time and do the exact same maneuver? And
we never even looked at each other.
It was a glitch in the Matrix. That was wild. Yep. We scooted up at the exact same time.
Yeah. This one, you two, always. Your hands are...
Dude, my shit be falling asleep.
Meanwhile, while I'm editing, I'm looking at myself. I just sit there like this.
Yeah, you're basically a corpse.
Yeah. You know the movie Corpse Bride?
I got
up based off my life.
I got to move. I was laying on the couch and like essentially like this yesterday, last night. And I lay like this for a couple nights ago because I was cuddling Howie. And dude, my knee was so fucked from just being in this position too long. Oh my God.
There's a couple of times.
Stupid.
One time that I was sitting on my bed, like on my knees, gaming. And I tried to get up. And this is Naomi was still living with me. Mm-hmm. And all she heard was a thud. Because my ankles and feet were asleep, both of them were. And I always try to run.
Did you hit the ground?
Oh, I hit the ground hard. I just tried to walk and like my foot was numb. So I tried to step back down, but my foot was still pointed straight down. So I stepped on my toes and almost broke my ankle as I fell to the ground. And better yet, I got back up. She saw only my head and she was laughing, asking what happened. I'm like, I can't walk. My feet are numb. I took the next step, did the exact same thing. I stepped on my toe only and fell again straight on my face.
Picturing that was fucking beautiful in my head.
Like I went up and straight back down and I was laughing. She goes, what happened? I'm like, my feet are numb. I can't figure out how to walk. And I got back up and went right back down.
Oh my Jesus God.
Christ. And then recently that happened where I was sitting in my chair, kind of like backwards cross-legged because I can't sit normally cross-legged. So I just like cross my knees and sit like I do what I was talking earlier. And I didn't realize how locked up my knee was. So I got up. I tried to bend it a little bit. But when you get out of a chair, you don't straight leg right away. You kind of like get up, move, and then you step in straight leg.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, my leg didn't go straight. So I stepped up and I went to go step and straighten my leg. And I already gave up on my left foot's weight. So I kept going. I landed and I went, uh-oh. I can't support my weight anymore. And I just went.
Did your knee buckle?
Knee buckled. I went down.
God, dude.
We're fucking absolute messes out here. Oh, my God.
That's one thing. I don't know if I've told this before, but whenever I get pins and needles in my toes or like the sleepy foot thing, I will, if they're both asleep at the same time, I will immediately start running.
I think it's the funniest thing because you run like you're bow-legged and you can't control it and it hurts like a motherfucker. It's like worse than walking on Legos, but it's so fucking funny. It is so fucking funny.
The funniest part about that is I picture you doing that alone in your house for nobody else's enjoyment but your own.
Why do you think I have that one mirror up? So yeah. I can watch myself do stupid shit.
Oh my God.
Your fucking head's going to go through that mirror running next time.
Yes, I start. You got to try it. It's fucking hilarious.
Oh my God. I'm
everything
choked.
I do is to make myself laugh. And I do these things on my own. You know those videos I send you guys in the bathroom being an idiot? There's like an hour before that of me doing that, not recording. Just me talking to myself in the mirror being an idiot.
Jesus.
But seriously, ooh, try the sleepy foot thing. It's so fucking funny.
Oh man.
Check it out. My legs don't go numb that much unless I'm trying to tie my shoes.
You get sick cross-legged, but your legs go numb tying your shoes.
Yeah, isn't that fucked up? I don't fucking listen. Diabetes. I don't make the rules. I might.
Oh my God. But yeah, no, there's a lot of things like that I'll do.
Sweet Jesus.
It's fun. It's just fun to not give a shit because I know my neighbors think I'm crazy. I leave that window open, like the black curtains. Blinds? I don't know. They're cloth. And they
probably
go this
curtains.
Way.
Curtains.
All right, curtains. Got it.
big homeowner over here, dude.
I'll leave those wide open, and I'll do all this shit in front of the window. I don't give a fuck. And like we said before, one of my neighbors has a camera on my window, so they see it all. It's great. Or I'll scream. I'll scream like song lyrics. I'll scream random shit. I'll walk through my house and just scream about what I'm gonna have for dinner because I can. I lived in an apartment for so long. I love to scream in my own house. Yeah. Then I realize how not soundproof my house is when I'm outside of it. So my neighbors probably think I'm fucking insane. Because I'm
having lasagna. Exactly. Yeah.
They're peeking out of their windows like, what the fuck is going on here?
Damn, dude, that guy's fucking jacked about his lasagna.
True, over there asking if we want to have dinner together.
Dude, it's only one dude. He's got to have a full fucking 9x8. Let's get after it.
Or like, I'll do like the Jim Carrey type of yelling and arguing thing with myself. Oh, if like DoorDash shows up with the wrong shit, I'll be like, yeah, of course. Didn't want my drink. Never thought about the drink. Didn't even order it. Oh, wait. It's on my receipt. And I'm having this whole conversation with myself in my house yelling it.
Oh, wait.
It is there. Weird.
I do that with fucking is by myself at home because she barks fucking at everything. And I was like, oh, nobody outside and you're barking? Fucking weird. She just looks at me. I'm like, yeah, I'm talking to you. Fucking, I know you speak English.
Dude, I'm convinced that animals do because they just know.
They fucking know.
They just know.
Especially is fucking house pooper. 3,000.
Dude, that was so funny. That was so funny.
You seen her crawl down the stairs with half a turd.
Because every time I show up, anybody, she barks. Mm-hmm. Walk in, no barking. Went, that's weird. And the minute I get through the door, see straight, she's got her baby in her mouth. And I'm like, oh, she's occupied, so she didn't bark. And then she does like the side turn, and I just see a fucking nugget hanging out of her ass. And then I just hear you, no, 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 no. And like six turds fucking lop off on the fucking floor. And then
so
she's
so mad,
dropping shits, huffing down the floor or down the stairs. And I was just like, I just came straight up here. It's like when your friend's parents get like fucking pissed at your friend, and then you're just like, oh, fuck. I'm just going to go to your room, dude. Just fucking meet me up there.
Just meet me up. This is weird, man. Should I go home? Do you know what I mean?
Dude, I hated those times.
Dude, it was the worst at my place, man. I'm so sorry for all my friends that showed up, man. Oh, I got yelled at a lot. But I never cowered. I'd fucking yell back. Made it real awkward. You just fucking swore at your mom? Yeah, dude, fuck her.
There was one time
I was at, what'd you fucking say?
I was at the Marlowe's house, and his dad was mad at Zach for like his grades or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, Nick, you need to leave. His grades are bad. He can't be having friends over. Oh, no. I'm like, okay. And I about to stand up, and then his dad goes upstairs, and Zach just goes, nah, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
Damn.
And that was the last I heard of it.
No, you're fine, dude. Just stay put.
Yeah. I don't know. I never really got... My mom tried, I think, one or two times to yell while I had friends over or something. I just went, what are you doing?
you never yell.
Stop.
Just stop. Yeah. Just stop. Like
this isn't you. Rare. This isn't working.
My mom was more of a hand check type of person where she like you'd be hanging out with your friends, no matter if guys or girls or whatever. She'd like jokingly pop in, hand check, haha, you guys need something to eat, just snacks or something. You guys want popcorn? I made popcorn here. Like she'd always just pop in.
You guys full from all the semen you've been sucking out of each other or what?
But she learned not to do that.
Oh god.
Because there was one time where I had a lady friend over. And, you know, usually when we're hanging out, we just hang out in my room, watch movies and stuff. But things got hot and heavy a little bit.
Ooh.
And mom, you know, poked in once earlier laughing like, you guys need something to eat? Okay, whatever. And she's like, I talked to her afterwards. She's like, that'd be funny to run in and yell hand check, you know, be that weird mom. Well, she ran in and yelled hand check. Went, oh, God, and closed the door and some girl straddling me.
Mom, I can't move my hands.
Yeah.
Dude, my mom was on. From her car accident, she was on pain pills, and she would just fall asleep like sitting up on the couch or whatever. Dude, I'm impressed that I didn't turn out a giant piece of shit, because I could come and go out of the house as I pleased, leave, just walk out the door at 11 and she'd just be
zonked.
I'd come back and she's still dude. One time we made pop brownies.
Nice.
Never heard of them.
In the oven at my house. And
wait, hold on. Where else would you make them?
Well, at somebody else's house.
In someone else's oven.
Or maybe over the fire.
Can you make a brownie over a fire?
Fuck yeah,
you can. Can it get hot enough?
Probably.
Abso-fucking-lutely. You cook... Where else did they cook shit?
I've never heard of baking over a fire.
Well...
They'd always have a kiln or something, you know? Some weird shit.
Here's the deal. We'll do it this summer.
Yo, because we've done eggs, delicious. Pizza, delicious. Everything we've cooked over fire has been delicious.
Fuck, yep. Dude.
We're going to bake a fucking cake.
Yes, we will.
Fire.
We should make something better than a cake, because cake isn't that great. Like, I'd fuck around and get some of those caramel brownies, dude.
Oh, caramel brownies fuck me up, dude. I just don't want
to
be
too
sad
if we're excited to eat it and then it's not good. Because I'm never excited to eat cake. I'm not. I don't like cake.
I'm not either until...
Ben, why the fuck are we cooking cake?
Because cake's hilarious. It rises.
Son of a bitch.
Brownies, nah, they don't rise that much. Nah. Cake, you could really fuck
you're
up
really,
and it'll look horrible.
You're really taking the luster away from my story. I just want to tell you that.
I don't take luster away from anything. I only
side rail my fucking story.
I'm listening. I'm back on track here.
What story?
About the pot brownies,
what
dude.
Story,
dude. No one ever, no one ingests marijuana, all right? Not even once. Not even once.
Well, my stomach would beg to differ. And my dad thought it was a skunk. And you basically ruined the entire story, so I'm just going to stop telling it. Because it's very clear that nobody even wants to hear it.
I don't want to hear it.
He was, and he got off the fence as soon as you started talking about cake.
Yeah, and I was going to ask who you were making them with. I was wondering if your mom was asleep.
She was awake.
She was awake.
And at one point when I went up there to check on the brownies, she was standing up but bent over at a 90 degree angle with her arms dangling like this, sleeping.
No way. Oh my.
That's why you don't take the pills the doctors prescribe you. One time, they accidentally...
shit.
I don't remember if it was like the same doctor gave her these two pills, or if it was one doctor gave her these pills, one doctor gave her the other pills. Anyways, they didn't pay attention, and those two pills together will make you like hallucinate or something.
Oh, fuck.
And this was like pretty shortly after her car accident. So, I mean, they were just like giving her all sorts of weird shit. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, try this. Does this work? Well, these two fucking make you hallucinate and all this shit. And she just had a pot with no water in it. Just roasting on the fucking stove.
Oh no.
And my dad came home from work and he's like, what the fuck are you doing? You're gonna burn the house down. He's like, I'm making macaroni for our guests. Like, what?
The funny thing is, she told me about, I was wondering, like, where is this? Why do I know this? She told me this story when I was taping up everything.
Really?
She told me that story about the pills and how she'd hallucinate and how she was like, almost burnt down the house pretty much Dude. And that's how you derail and re-rail Ben on a story.
Re-rail. You've been re-railed, bro.
Really, all I was getting at was my mom never yelled at me, and I came and went as I pleased. And sometimes she would drive me places, but I'm just impressed I didn't turn out like a piece of shit.
Same. I really couldn't. Like, I've never heard your mom get mad.
Bless her soul. Love you, mom. But I can't stand when she yells. She has a ear-piercing farm wife's yell. Ooh. And you can hear it through any noise you've ever heard.
Ooh, fucking dang.
I'm about it.
I'm not.
That sounds scary. Dude, she could call
in the cattle at the end of the day for dinner.
Dude, she wouldn't even be yelling at me, and like the sound pissed me off for some reason.
Imagine you coming upstairs. Can you guys shut the fuck up? You're pissing off Ma, and Ma's pissing me off. She's pissed off, and I don't want to hear her be pissed off.
No, dude. Like, we'd be outside or something, and she would just like yell for us dinner or whatever. And it was just like, dude, I don't know. There's something with the tone, and it fucking like, it's like I'm a sleeper agent, dude. I just instantly get pissed.
Oh,
it's like I snap into something.
The only thing I can imagine with your mom yelling is the way that your dad would say your name. That's the only thing I can imagine any of your parents is just her going outside and going, bam,
bam,
bam, bam, the dinner's ready.
Damn.
I can't stop. Whenever I see you, that's the only thing I want to call you is just bam.
My mom didn't.
Yeah, it was three E's. Yeah.
My bean. Mom.
Bean.
Bean. My mom didn't yell at us. My stepmom, for people who don't know. My mom and my mom. She never yelled, as far as I remember, but she gave this fucking look that would stare into the depths of your fucking soul. She'd hit you with it and you would just seize. You're like, okay, we fucked up. See you later.
I'm just going to go to my room and then, beat my own ass.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go. Yeah, kick my own ass. And then one time she came in. I don't know what happened. Me and my brother kept getting the shit. It was four boys she was taking care of, so she got frustrated quite often. But there was a point she came in, just sat there, gave a look, and we kind of like stopped. And she's like, "I didn't say to stop. Finish your things." And she just let me and my brother beat the shit out of each other. Oh, she's like, "All right, you guys done now? It's about fucking enough of that." And I was like, oh my God. Oh, and we were so surprised. Like, wait, what? What do you mean? Sweat? You didn't say stop. I was like, fucking damn.
Well, I mean, she's got a point too. It's like, work it out. Figure it out. She did. You guys are boys. Boys, this is what they do. They fight and then they get over it. And then
they're best friends. Yep.
And then you're fucking great. She's like, well, you're not listening to me. So
why do you think our friendship's gotten so good? We wrestle. I whoop the shit out of you and you go, that was fun.
Triggered.
You've never beat me in wrestling.
You're squirrely. God damn it. You're hard to wrestle.
And even harder to love.
I just don't wrestle.
I'll go wait in the car. Nice seeing you guys.
Jesus.
I was thinking of a way to get that through as a joke the entire time we're talking about screaming at each other.
Fucking nailed it. That was perfect.
Ridiculous, dude.
Oh my fuck.
You done making shitty jokes?
Never, you know that.
I knew that exact phrase was going to come out of your mouth.
That's all I do. I make really bad jokes and dad jokes.
God damn it.
Quick little one-liners that, you know, will make you chuckle, but also make you question your friendship with me. Why do you think I said I get that look a lot? I mean, you look at any gal in the group, and every time I open my mouth, it's just the...
You get some looks.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
No, I'll let you finish. But after you're done finishing, I'm letting you know how dumb you are. It's like Kanye.
I'm
going
to fucking set you straight.
No. Beyonce had the greatest. I'll let you finish. Hold on. I'll let you finish. That was the dumbest thing that's ever come out of anyone's mouth. I'll let you finish.
Holy fucking cheese nips.
People just dry up when I open my mouth.
God. That's the exact opposite. We talked about this. People go, damn, look at them nuts.
When my mouth is open, you can't see my nuts.
We can always see your nuts. They're that big.
It's because they're filled with semen.
My mouth's Freaking open, you can't see my nuts.
It's like a never-ending supply of just immaculate quarts of jizz.
Immaculate. Just so that ball
immaculate
goes, baby.
Ejaculate, baby.
Immaculate ejaculate.
Do you think if you got
love that
enough semen together, you can make one of them like gemstone things out of it?
Like if you could compress it hard enough?
Yeah, like get it to harden up and actually have it like have like stalagmites and stuff like that. Like a cum crystal? Hanging in, like a little cum cavern.
I honestly couldn't tell you.
Someone in your attic?
Oh, fucking Christ. Who's breaking into my fucking house?
Jake, stop installing the sex swing.
Fucking Rachel in there. Fucking probably putting the fucking belt on as we speak. Ooh. You tell me to fucking quiet down next time, buddy. As we get.
The funny thing is, I don't think she was even home.
I think she's home. She might be home.
When you said that.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, babe, can you shut the fuck up? You just driving? What?
Dang, dude. You're dang, I thought you was home.
You're going to get a couple fucking strokes.
I'm getting
later.
My fucking shit beat in later.
That's like five thrusts.
You will literally have your shit beat in.
Literally. Pounded back into my own self. Oh no. Wow. Okay. Well, get some grounded, guys.
Fuck. Don't you let just realize that when I went down there, I was like, oh yeah, Rachel's not there. That didn't click right away. You sent that text till right now.
Oh shit.
Oh, oops.
She's just gonna be jamming in her car and just like, Jesus.
She's just like, fuck. Excuse the fuck out of me.
She's got good vibes. She forgot she was off tomorrow. She's just jamming. I'm off tomorrow. Shut the fuck. What the fuck? Oh no. Well,
she drove right to Mick's house. Yeah, fuck this dude.
Yeah, dude.
She goes, oh, shut the fuck up, huh? Tinder.
Swipe, swipe, swipe. Fuck.
We're doing the family orgy. Dalton has to watch.
Dude.
Man, outside on a 6 foot
ladder. That would be a power move on her end.
Absolute. Big dick energy move.
What am I going to do? I have my ladder already set up. What am I doing?
We're just ladders next to each other. Yeah, dude.
Sick. I'm just awesome.
Dalton's neighbors are like, are you guys doing some construction on the siding of your house? You have so many ladders at every window. Dalton's like, yeah, sure. All of them say, Ben Sundland, Ben Sundland, Ben Sundland, Ben Sundland.
Got a lot of interior work being done, if you know
you
what
got,
I mean.
You got one for the deck window, you got one for the bedroom, bathroom, kitchen.
Shit.
All different size ladders. God. Home Depot's just out for a week because Ben decided to buy every supply
of fucking ladders.
There was a dude, there's a story about this dude who worked at a security company and he fucking went into, like, he kept track of women that he thought was hot. And
I think
he would,
I've heard this.
He would what? Log in to their feeds and, like, you know, little peeping on them. And then some of them,
oh, no.
He would request that they accept his email so that he could go into their cloud storage and, like, feed and all that shit whenever he wanted to. And he did it as, like, a, to check and make sure that their feed was okay. And this is like the email he needed. And he just did it super similar to the company one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that is greasy.
He's doing like, he's about to do 5 years in prison.
Oh, yeah. Fucking, you're in the slammer, bud. You fucking creep.
Yeah. But also like, I wonder how long it took them or to figure it.
Find that out.
Probably like, one got a boyfriend that was just like, why would you do that? That's fucking weird. That doesn't seem right. Let me check that out real quick. He's a little IT savvy. He goes, it's like, why is he able to remote into all your PCs as well? Like, yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You give him your banking information for security? Do you not understand how that's backwards?
You idiot.
I mean, all he said is that only thing we need to set up is, you know, for the password and stuff. And he's like, the best passwords, you know, your mother's maiden name and your social security. So we gave him that for our password. And wait, what? Yeah. You know, what the point rocks of a do you live under? It's like a rock. It's like, you know, the princess and the pea, but the pea at the way bottom is you, and all those mattresses are rocks that you live under.
The princess and the pea?
Ever heard that story?
Princess and the pea.
The princess, you know, there's a pea under her mattress, and she goes, I feel it. I can feel a lump. Well, we're under the mattress, and every single time she could still feel it, and she was like 20 mattresses high. It's the whole thing.
I guess I didn't have a great childhood. My bad.
Yeah. Pay attention to more stories, weirdo.
Shit, dude.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys.
Count some sheep sometimes.
I will learn to be better.
First Johnny Sins, then Peter North, and now the Princess and the Pea. I'm pretty sure they start in both of those.
Princess and the Penis.
Probably did, dude.
I can still feel it.
Still feel it.
Yeah, it's inside of you.
Dude, they have this. Dude, I think I told you guys. Yeah, for some reason, it's like, it's always, I think it's on Instagram. Is it on Instagram? I fucking keep seeing it somewhere, dude. It's this
Pornhub.
It's this penis. It's a silicone penis sleeve that was developed by this woman because she has an incredibly shallow vagina. And essentially, it
I remember.
It's like ribbed. So it's like one rib, two rib, and it's a cone.
Okay. Yep.
And you slide that over your penis and it's basically a bumper. So like you can only go in so far and it'll compress the cone only down to like whatever.
Oh.
So it'll block like 3 inches worth of your penis, or it'll block like an inch of your penis. That sounds like
hell.
Yeah. And they're condom compatible, dude. You can use them with condoms.
Damn.
But like how many massive horse cock dudes are, I mean, there's a lot. I'd answer my own question, but like so many that you need this bumper. Going after dudes with massive dick.
I mean, some gals, they do just have a very like a 3-inch depth vagina where it's just like cervix. Like guys, how we can have there's people that have a mushroom in a moss patch. There's people that have literally my forearm. True. You know,
yeah. I mean, varies. Everybody's different. I mean,
vaginal depth the exact same. It varies.
We're all the same but different. You know,
like I've had girls. I've said it many times. I'm not well hung. I am not. I am massively average. I'm humongously average. Like it's just unreal.
Massively average.
But I've hit the wall.
Yeah. So have I.
Oh yeah.
Fucking and not fun.
And it's like
for either party.
Sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I hit it way before I thought I should. Like I was like, well, that's different.
And the road ended way sooner than I thought.
You're so fucking huge.
And I'm like,
you're
so big.
No, I am not.
You're so big.
I don't know what I'd do if that's what a gal just during sex, she goes, you're so big. I'm like, stop. Stop. I don't need a pep talk coach. Like, enough.
I'd be like, hey, don't mind hurting me. Do you want me to back off? Jeez, fuck.
Okay.
I always got to have a safe word. Oklahoma.
Oh man!
Somebody tell me a fucking story.
I'm
sad.
I told you a story about hitting the wall.
I'm sad and I'm hungry.
The wall. Oh yeah, and another brick
in the wall.
Yeah. Dalton, you haven't told us any stories besides your mom yelling at you or not yelling at you. The lack
I'm
thereof.
Terrible in the stories.
And how you're gonna get thrusted later on?
Yeah, your poop's gonna get packed. Text.
It's gonna get packed. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us something. Pressure's on.
Poop packing.
Now look, the audience is watching.
Don't have any stories.
What's happened in the last week since the last one? You know.
I mean, other than the fact that Bernie Sanders memes are the greatest thing that ever been invented.
Yeah, those are fucking fantastic.
That and, you know, Biden's here now.
Yeah.
Fucking the Biden baby.
But the funniest thing is conspiracy theorists that were out there all over my Facebook feed and how quick they shut up and haven't posted a thing.
Yeah, they're sad.
And then the occasional, like, there's one going around where, like, why is Trump still at the White House if all this and he's supposed to be in Florida? And it's a blurriest photo of a guy that's a little bit overweight in a trench coat in a window.
Fucking idiot.
That's that meme of, you know, the White House has a new maid and it's Trump dressed up like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That'd be fucking great.
But it's
White House hires a new maid.
It's like, just, you know what? Who gives a fuck? Just enjoy the fact that Bernie Sanders has been cropped onto the back of the scene of Ghost where he's slowly making the pottery with the lady with his mittens on. All right, just be happy with the world right now, because that's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
So is that one funny where the dude's walking up to like, I don't know, it's a bunch of people sitting in lawn chairs and he like slings it out and Bernie's already on it and he says it.
Oh shit. Yeah. I know what you get. That clip you're talking about too.
Dude, the after effects work you'd have to do for that would be a son of a bitch.
Oh, I'd be a bitch.
Some people are real good at it though.
True. They do it so
If you do it enough, you have your fucking keybinds, you know, control this, control that, control this. Next thing you know, you have like Bernie Sanders being an accordion? Freaking
yeah. Yeah, it's impressive.
That one and the armbar one are my favorites.
I was going to say the armbar was the one I was just going to say.
And it's Joe Rogan and the other announcers.
Just geeking like, out.
Oh, fuck.
Or what was it? Robbie posted it. It's the Atmosphere album cover where it's just Slugs sitting there.
Oh, my God.
And it's Bernie Sanders like this.
Damn.
That's amazing.
So good.
I have not seen that one yet.
Did you see Eminem call out Dana White?
No.
It was like a newscast. It was Dana White and then Eminem, and Eminem was like kind of talking shit to him. He's like, dude, if every fighter that you've had on there listened to the shit you say to him, you wouldn't have a fucking sport or some shit.
Damn.
He goes in on him. I was like,
what a weird.
I only saw a small clip of it. I didn't like really research it too hard, but I was just like, wait, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, why?
I was so confused. It was so like out of context and just like was there, and I was like, When the fuck did this happen?
Happened to Dana White?
Yeah, he's just like talking shit to Dana White.